I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't even think one fan, if it was just one fan, should boo Miguel Cabrera. And that happened, I guess, to the point that the players felt compelled to talk about it after the game. And that's why JV did. But, I also think it's important to just acknowledge it's one fan. But I think one's too many when it comes to Miggy. After 10 years, I kind of think he's got immunity from that. Not from criticism.
No,
but from getting booed by the hometown fans.
Getting booed
or
is...
Or fan.
I think there's a major difference between if fans collectively went, oh, come on. There's right. A difference between that and going, boo.
Yeah, let's not make this a regular thing that we're talking about, is Miggy getting booed, when he, by the way, is hitting 280, which for him and the 6 home runs, these aren't Miggy typical Miggy numbers. Do you know how far a cry that is from somebody who sucks?
Right.
And deserves to be booed? Let's go to Mark on a sell you on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I agree with everything you said, and I would only add one thing. I think ball players, more than any other athletes, I mean, they really think that, you know, the sport they play, sort of there's a code, there's a set of rules. You know, you hear about the unwritten rules all the time. And I think one of the things that Verlander was reacting to, and Doug, you were asking, you know, was he just talking about the Cabrera thing, or was he including the K-Rod stuff? I would say he was specifically, the reason he talked about Miggy is because I was at that game last night. Miggy, in his first 3 at-bats, hit 3 shots. I mean, that first inning ball right at the third baseman, and the ball that was the double play right at the third baseman, a one hopper, and it was smoked. It was loud off the bat. It was hit really, really hard. And, you know, his job is to hit the ball hard, and he hit it hard. It just happened that the third baseman was in the way. That ball, the second time at bat, he hit the same ball that the third baseman wasn't in the way of. It goes into the left field corner for a double. Everyone's cheering. I mean, the baseball players, you know, when you're a hitter, obviously, you don't control where the ball goes. And how often do you hear baseball players say, guys, look, I hit the ball good today. I hit the ball hard 4 times. I made 4 outs. But I'm perfectly happy with the way I hit the ball. And I think Verlander was reacting to that as well. It's not like he struck out on a ball above his head. It's not like he hit a weak pop up to the second baseman. He hit a shot that one hopped the third baseman. The third baseman made a good play. That's baseball. It happens.
Hey, thank you for the phone call, Mark. We go to Greg in Garden City. You're next. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. I think we got a bigger problem here, even, and it might explain the booing even. I think it's an Osmus problem. I think he's lost this team. I don't see guys going to the media like that as frequently under Leland. And I question whether or not this Osmus, with the decisions he makes, I question him pulling V-Mart out in the 7th inning. I mean, if Miguel wouldn't hit that...
Well, hang on a second, Greg. I'll stop you right there, because Osmus talked about why he pulled V-Mart and had a pinch running for him. He said that Victor wasn't feeling well and that he was feeling sick to his stomach, and at one point even mentioned that his heart was racing. So he said, all right, we're taking you out.
Okay, well, then I'll sit corrected.
All right.
Thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. Mike Valeni joins us here on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Mike?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
What the hell are you two talking about? Doug, nobody gets immunity. You make $30 million a year. Shut up and collect your check.
There he is.
These guys, no, this bothers me, and then you can hang up. I don't care. Guys, this team consistently attacks these fans. It goes back to V-Mart bitching about it. It goes back to Miggy bitching about it, to Tyler Collins flipping the fans off, to Joe Nathan. Do yourselves a favor. Don't criticize fans. Don't do it. Fans can criticize fans. Idiots like me can criticize fans. When you're a player and you make unbelievable money, don't do it. fans have a right to complain. They're three games under 500. You got guys making $30 million a year who have been god-awful. Congratulations, Miggy. First home run since May 20th. I forgot what it looked like. I cannot believe we're doing these topics again, where we got to talk about these players on a team nobody likes anymore complaining about fans. Stay positive. Why don't you get above 500? I'll stay positive. I stayed positive for 2 months.
What happened to Mike?
I don't know. He's back, though.
I like the positivity we had for the last couple of weeks. Yeah, what happened, Mike? Yeah. Where you going?
Guys, you know why? I'll tell you why it bothers me. Because players have a right to do whatever they want. I defend it when they talk social issues. I defend it when they complain about each other. Fine. You go out last night and you complain about fans. You're complaining to guys that are busting their ass trying to pay their mortgage, and you make $30 million a year? Nobody wants to hear it. You can't do it. And I know it's not fun. Look at what we do for a living. Lots of people complain about us. Whatever. It is what it is. You can't do it. You know, Verlander, it's the same deal. No disrespect. Last year was great. Guy's got an ERA of 4.5. You can't defend that one part of it. You know, people booing K-Rod. Yeah, of course, because your manager who keeps batting the worst cleanup hitter in the game put him out there in a close game again.
All right, he got done. Yeah, I know you didn't drop the jaws music.
Mike, thank you. Hearing the jaws music. We appreciate it, Mike. Mike.
I'll see you guys.
What's that?
I'll see you guys at 150.
All right. See, here's the thing. I think Mike has two different things. You can boo the team. I think you can be disappointed in the team. Miggy's having a slow start to a year in which he's still, by the way, 280 puts him 29th in Major League Baseball in terms of batting average, right? I mean, it's not
right,
like
but Michael say that he's making $30 million a year and he should be better than that. And he's playing through it.
He's hurt, okay? He's hurt. I would never boo him. Actually, I would never boo him after the 10 years he gave us unless I think he's being completely unprofessional.
Well, here's where you can boo him. If a guy is not hustling and it costs them, you know, if he grounds out weekly to short,
well, he doesn't throws hustle. A bat down.
No, well, I know. Well, here's what I'm saying. If he grounds out to short and there's runners on base and he's just dogging it and totally dogging it, and you can boo the effort. You can say that I'm not happy with the effort, but
people say that about Miggy all the time, though, yeah, and they're right. He doesn't sprint down the line as hard as he can.
My point is, I think there are times where you can get upset by it, and there are times when you should. Last night, the previous caller mentioned that he hit the ball hard last night. He did hit the ball hard last night. I'm not going to boo the guy for grounding into the double play there last night. Now, did I say when I watched it last night that I go, come on, man? Yes, I did, but I think there is a difference between being upset like that and then going with the boo.
And, well, it sounds like it was just one fan behind the Tiger dugout. I think Verlander was speaking.
It may have been Mike behind the dugout.
I think Verlander was speaking to a bigger issue at the end when he says it would help to have people more positive, or people need to be a little bit more positive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.